Severance taxes are applied to non-renewable resources that are exported from a community. Take timber for an example. If trees are cut in Haines and shipped out on a barge, then they could meet the requirements to be charged a severance tax. But if the same trees are cut and then processed locally to make, say, hot tubs, then those same trees would not be subject to a severance tax. Tuesday evening was not the first time the Haynesboro Assembly members have discussed severance taxes. Commerce Committee Chair Deborah Schnabel can remember at least two previous times when the topic was raised and later shelved. Although no one spoke in opposition to severance taxes at Tuesday's meeting, Schnabel said she wants to make sure that the taxes are not seen as punitive, but fair.
The reason that you have a severance tax is because you are you're devaluing your borough. Right now, the borough has a value. You know, it has a value with its resources. And when those resources go away, then you've depreciated the value of the borough.
Other municipalities like Denali, Kenai, Yakutak, and Kodiak already have severance taxes in place. Schnabel said she would look to those boroughs when drafting a proposed ordinance to be discussed at the next Commerce Committee meeting in 4 weeks. Kodiak taxes land resources, like gravel and minerals, and also marine resources, like fish and shellfish. The borough reports bringing in $1.5 million annually. And the Denali borough is funded almost entirely by severance taxes, because they do not have property taxes. But severance taxes have yet to gain much traction in the Haynesboro, where some are apprehensive of taxing businesses. Schnabel anticipates opposition, and she spoke carefully during the meeting.
But having grown up in a very conservative business family, certainly the lore of how much businesses do to contribute to the economy and to, you know, make life better, you know, is sometimes a pretty strong argument too. So I want to be careful that we're not just, you know, taking a negative view of development.
Committee members spent a lot of time discussing what types of resources should be defined as non-renewable. Some resources like timber and fish took more consideration. Trees take a long time to grow, but they do grow back. The committee asked, does that make them a renewable resource or non-renewable? And fish, while they reproduce abundantly, are seeing population declines. Committee member Ben Altman Moore said he saw arguments for both sides, and he asked for clear definitions for each industry in the first draft of the proposed code.
I do think that in this case, in the case of the taxation we're talking about, timber and fishing are debatable in terms of whether or not non-renewable resources are being severed, whereas minerals and gravel, it's, to me, not super debatable. I mean, they are non-renewable resources that are being removed from the community.
Going into the meeting, the committee had decided that fish would not be considered for a severance tax. But after discussions, members decided to remain open to a severance tax on fish processed on tenders. The committee also discussed whether a severance tax should be voted on by the assembly or left up to voters. But all three committee members, including Craig Loomis, appeared in agreement that this is an opportunity to broaden the tax base and generate revenue. Schnabel said she foresees severance tax revenues going towards public land projects that would improve residents' quality of life. She mentioned putting the money towards conserving public lands or waters, or developing recreational areas or facilities, such as a ski lift. She added that revenue would initially be allocated towards pressing capital projects, such as improving roads and sewer processing. The next Commerce Committee meeting is scheduled for February 20th at 6:30 p.m., when the committee expects to present a draft ordinance. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.